Hello.
Hi, this is Ed, and I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about public issues facing Ector County. Would you be so kind as to give us a few minutes of your time? Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you. Now, yes. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
No, because they keep raising my taxes, promising us we'll get a school in Gardendale, and we never do. They raised my taxes last time, and then they built another school out in West Odessa. And so, no, I'm not happy with any of them.
So you said that it's in the wrong track?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is the most important issue facing Ector County right now, according to you, what you think? What's the most important issue that is facing the county?
Education.
Oh, wow. That's the second one I get like that. Okay. How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Economic, as far as making money here, yeah, you can make money here all day. Can you still afford to live here? No.
How would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I mean, what are you asking me? Economically about how people make money here, or economically how it is to live here?
Well, the question just says, how would you rate economic conditions in the county?
Probably a 3.
No, excellent, good, fair, or poor? 4? That 3 would be a 4, right, or fair?
4.
4, thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in the county will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
About the same as it is today.
Thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned, not sure.
About my job or my close family members that are here, I am completely secure about our jobs because I'm a nurse, he's an electrician, plumber, and...
Okay.
I don't work in the oil field or none of that shit, so...
So, yeah, then the answer would be not at all concerned.
Nope, not at all concerned.
Thank you. I'm going to reach you...
I could quit today and go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly, because you have a trade. That's good. An RN, right?
Yes.
Yes, awesome. I'm going to reach you this... qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? This is the first one. Naturally beauty in physical setting. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's poor.
Okay. I heard that one the second time I hear that too. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. Availability of quality health care. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Public transportation. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's probably good.
Okay, thank you. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. The availability of cultural opportunities such as a theater, museums, and music. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's in between. I'll go ahead and say fair.
Fair, thank you. Effective leadership from elected officials. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Four, thank you.
Four.
The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I don't know about nature, but yeah, they got parks and playgrounds. I'll say good.
Thank you. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Availability of affordable housing. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Offering job opportunities in your field. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Like nurse.
In my field, there's excellent job opportunities, but the pay is so messed up that nobody wants to do it anyway. But the opportunity is there, yes.
The opportunities are excellent, though, because they're not talking about the pay. They're just saying offering job opportunities in your field.
Yeah,
and you
opportunity
that
is excellent.
Okay, thank you.
Everybody in town should pay to the nurses.
Okay, thank you. Quality of the public schools. Excellent, good, fair, or poor. Thank you. And public safety and low crime. Excellent, good, fair, or poor.
Poor.
Thank you.
Odessa, Texas is one of the most dangerous counties in Texas.
No kidding. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Worse than Houston?
Per capita, yeah.
Oh, wow. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. People like you, excellent, good, fair, or poor.
People like me,
yeah,
with
like
a nursing?
Like, I guess people like you, you rate up, would you rate Ector County as a place to live? People like you, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
And how about racial and ethnic minorities? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, there's a lot of those here, so it says good.
Okay, thank you. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent. Everybody's got to help one of them.
Okay. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'm going to have to say fair because they probably can't get any help to start their business.
Okay. Immigrants from other countries. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Families with children. Families with children. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
What with children?
Families. Families with children.
There's a lot of them. I guess it's good.
Okay, thank you. Young, single people. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good. There's a lot of them, too.
Thank you. Retirees. People that are retired. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I wouldn't say it's a good place for retirees. I'd say it's poor for retirees.
Okay, thank you. People living below the poverty line. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
There's a ton of those, so would that be poor? Most people aren't here live below the poverty line.
No, please say that Canada is a place to live for the following types of people. People living below the poverty line. Well, if you say poor, that means that it's not a good place. But if you say there's a lot of them, it's got to be between excellent, good, and fair.
Well, there's a lot of them that can't get insurance because they make just too much money to get insurance, but they can't buy their medicines, they can't pay for food, they can't pay for housing. So I'm going to say poor.
Okay, thank you. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay the same.
Thank you. Economic development generates investments, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many communities benefit are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Familiar because I get an email every month from the economic development people and what they're doing.
Okay. So you very familiar or somewhat familiar?
I'm very familiar.
Okay, thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Not too confident.
Not too confident, thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plan for community development in Ector County? Are you familiar? Is that the same one?
I'm very familiar, but the people can't afford the housing, so it's cool.
Okay.
They're building tons of apartments and houses, but nobody can afford them.
Wow. That's like that everywhere. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Exeter County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Not too confident.
Thank you. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Exeter County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? I have a list. Just let me know which one would you think in your opinion. Poor economic conditions, lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunities elsewhere. Family reasons, retirement, poor educational opportunities for them or their children, poor leadership, vision, and action from local governments in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns, poor air quality, pollution, unhealthy, cost of living, illegal immigration.
I can pick out five. Cost of living.
Yeah, just one is good. What is the primary reason? The primary reason, though. The first one, the poor economic conditions, lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunity elsewhere, or family reason, retirement.
Prime.
Which one?
Prime.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Crime. The amount of crime that's committed here.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thank you. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Oh, okay. Good. Good for you. College graduate.
I have two degrees, actually. I have a bachelor's degree and an associate degree.
Awesome. College graduate. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I consider myself a Libertarian.
Okay, so that's other, Independent, other. Okay. And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. Do you have a school-age child living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino?
White, Anglo.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry, yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
That's why we always have jobs.
Okay. Is your annual household income $75,000 to $79,199, $40,000 to $74,199, $75,000 plus? $75,000 plus. Thank you. Are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. Do you live within the city's limits of Odisha? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. Have a great weekend. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Take care.
Hi. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.